Welcome to episode 171 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Today we're going to hear who won the portraits assignment and set the stage for our next assignment. And there's going to be a few changes from this month, so please do listen on after the announcement of the winners. Hopefully you'll like the changes that we're making as well. So, in usual style, we're going to count down from third place to first, and the first image that we're going to look at is M11484, an image called Sorrow from Pixelated. This is a great, wonderful portrait, rugged features. For those of you that aren't following with the image, it's a middle-aged gentleman. He's got a full beard and, very rugged looking looks, and the way the image has been cropped by Pixelated, there's a tight crop across the forehead, and so it gives that very dramatic look. We can see a tweed shirt or coat or something on the man's shoulder, but then it's actually not in portrait mode aspect. It's a horizontal image. And so there's almost half of the left side is very pale, almost white background. And, to be honest, the expression to me, I don't really see sorrow. I'm not sure what I do see. Maybe deep thought. And if I think about it with the title in mind, I can get it. But to me, just looking at the image itself, I don't really see sorrow. But the thing that I like about this image, probably more than anything else, the rugged looks and everything are really, really nice. But I think, there's another tendency, but when you think of a portrait, you usually think of someone looking back at the camera. But this gentleman's looking down, at quite an angle, off, out of the frame, and it just adds a bit more drama again, on top of the tight crop. So really, very well done. The skin tones as well, I should mention, are nicely done. I don't know if it's just been sort of, if this is straight out of camera, but, there's definitely no over sort of redness in the skin tones or anything. So all in all, very successful portrait and very deserving of, getting enough votes to be in third place. Moving on, I'm just going to have to click around a little bit to get to the next one. So in second place is Super Digital Girl's image, which is M11560. And this is an image called Nadine. My sister's middle name is actually Nadine. So I don't know. I tend to want to say that. But I'm not sure how you pronounce this particular Nadine. But again, a beautiful image. This is the most striking thing about this, of course, is the really big and totally sharp eyes. The young lady's got very, very big and beautiful eyes, and then there's the freckles, which give that that girlish look, of course. And it's just, a very narrow depth of field. So the hair, after the first few strands, is starting to go out of focus. And, in general, again, another tight crop. Obviously, there's always going to be the tendency, again, I don't know why I'm using the word tendency so much, but, people want to normally try to get, like, the whole head and shoulders in for a portrait. I'm no master portrait artist myself, as you know. But I think that, this and the first one, cutting it off very tightly across the forehead works very well. And, another horizontal image here. It's not in the portrait aspect. So it just goes to show that you don't need to stick with the, what you would imagine would be the norm, as they say. But, you know, this one also, the other thing that strikes me is that it's been converted to a really nice sepia tone. And, you know, just generally, all in all, a very arty feel. But with a cute little girl in here as well that's really sort of coming across. It's got a nice, happy sort of feel to the image. Let's see, there's a comment down on this image as well. So this striking freckle-faced girl was standing behind me in a line at a local event that I was attending. Fortunately, my camera was handy with a 50mm lens attached. So it seems that, you know, that really this has just been snapped without too much thought in, you know, and preparation, but very, very nicely done. So another great image here. And let me see. I'm just going to click around again. You can tell this is one of those podcasts that I've not prepared for. The winner of the portrait assignment, let me see, get the number here. So this is image number M11425, and this is from Maruf, or Maruf, and that is spelled M-A-R-U-F, and it's not titled, there's no title, but it's, you know, it's just the cutest little boy, with you know, slightly reddish hair, blonde to red hair, beautiful tones in the image, and again beautiful big eyes, and this is obviously everybody has selected this as the winner, and you know, I can see why. He's just so cute. He's got this that I think the thing that strikes me about this image is not just the beautiful lighting, obviously, you know, been lit from one side. Classical lighting, but very soft. But then the boy's pose, he's got, you know, one arm on probably what looks like the arm of a sofa, and then the other hand sitting on top of that with his head resting, you know, his chin on top of the other hand. And it's just, it's kind of like an adult pose. He's looks as though he's trying to be a little bit, you know, beyond his years. But you know, I don't know if that was the way he was posed or if that was natural, but either way, it looks really, really cute. And, you know, not an overly sort of, you know, it's not a big grin. It's a very nice sort of smile that he's wearing. And then again, you know, beautifully sharp eyes and, you know, and the lighting just really makes it. You know, I think that the whole, you know, the tones of the image with the browns in the background, it looks like there's some curtains or blinds or something, vertical blinds in the distant background that we can just see there. And it all, you know, although there are elements in the background, they're nice and soft, and it's you know, definitely a very well done portrait. And then he's got this like a rugby shirt on as well. So he's maybe a little bit of a bother boy, as we'd say in England. And that probably should be bother with the TH, but not where I used to come from. Or still do come from. Anyway, amazing portrait that swooped the first place here. So congratulations to Maruf, and you know, just, you know, totally deserved. It's just such an excellent portrait. Now, I've got an important announcement to make. Following discussions in the forum as a community, we've decided to change the frequency of the assignments from now on to 1 month. You know, pretty much this part, there's a few things that I want to talk about today, but this part is pretty much a unanimously decided thing. I'm sorry if you weren't involved in the discussion and yet you would prefer 6 weeks as we've done so far. But the, you know, the vast majority seem to think that 1 month would be a better frequency. A little bit more pressure to sort of get the assignment done. And of course, that means we can fit more in, but I'll get into the details in a moment. You know, basically, from now on, the assignment will run in line with the calendar month. So it'll be easier from now to remember when the current assignment finishes. It's always going to be the last day of the month. A few other things that we need to do to accommodate this is... voting will still be a 2 week long process, but obviously we can't, if we do that in that month, then we've only got 2 weeks for the assignment. So to give, you know, everyone time to vote, I'm going to leave it at 2 weeks. but it will run in parallel with the current assignment for the following month. So, you know, I'll do a podcast once the voting's finished. It'll be around the middle of the month, and that will be to announce the winners, pretty much like the one we're doing today. But then we won't kick off the next assignment until the last podcast of the month, a few weeks later. I'll let you know what the next assignment, the next theme is going to be in that end episode of the month. And note that there's going to be, you know, probably a few days left after that episode most months. I'm rarely going to actually do the last episode of the month on the last day of the month. So, you know, that'll give you a little bit of time to think about what you're going to do, you know, because there is less time to shoot. So we'll have pretty much, you know, a few days, maybe anything up to almost a week, but where you'll know what the theme is going to be. But we don't want to be starting to shoot until the first day of the month of that assignment. So a little bit of a bonus in that you get time to plan and start to think things through, but it'll take a little bit more self-restraint to sort of, you know, to not run out and start shooting before the month has started. For film shooters, you don't have EXIF data, so we can't enforce that. We have to work with the honor system. But you know, for those of you that do shoot digital, make sure that you leave the EXIF data in there, and that way we can see that it's been shot during the month of the assignment. Let's see. So your images have to be shot in that month. That's just covered that. If for any reason I'm a little bit late doing that, that last podcast of the month, and I run into the following month, the assignment will start late. You know, that I want to stick to the calendar month once we start this. So you'll have to forgive me if ever something gets in the way and I can't do the episode until the month has started. But we'll stick to that month, and it'll just start late, and we'll finish at the end of the month. Indeed, this month, you know, we've decided this in a bit of a hurry over the last week. And as we're already 12 days into January, as of today, it's a bit late to be starting a new assignment. But we're going to do a short one this month anyway and just get on track with that new schedule. The theme, also from a recent discussion in the community started by Marissa, is going to be composite. And so, you know, this means, you know, it's going to be a tough one to lay down the rules for or the guidelines. Of course, you know, composite images are not allowed for the usual assignments, and that rule will remain after this January assignment. But in the spirit of change, it's going to be allowed this month. Here in Japan, they actually, you know, because they usually write the language in, like, pictorial characters, or kanji they call them, and these are basically like ideographs with a meaning. And every year at the end of because the new year is the big sort of celebration here in Japan, and they select a character for the following year. And actually the character for the year 2009 is hen, which basically is the character for change. You know, there's a lot of stuff needs to change over here, including the government, probably, at least a vast majority of the people in it. But without getting onto politics, you know, the character change I like that. You know, I think that this year is going to mean a lot of change for a lot of people in a lot of ways, and for me too, hopefully. So, you know, here we go. Starting the new year, the character has changed for the whole of Japan. The whole world is changing in many ways, and so let's just do a bit of changing ourselves, and you know, just sort of stay with the spirit of change. Of course, you know. So let's see. We're going to have to lay down a few guidelines, as I say. The usual guideline of no composites is mandatory for this month. We have to do composites. That's what it's all about. I'm going to upload the following guidelines to a forum post as well. So you don't need to worry about noting this down or anything, but let's take a look at the few things that we are going to have to bear in mind as we go into this last 2 weeks or so of January, and start to put together our composite image for the theme of composite. So the base image or the background for your composite has to have been shot in January of 2009. And this can be any image that you've shot since January 1st, not just the 12th. And that's to give you a little bit more leeway. If you've been out shooting already this year, you may well have something that fit that you can use. But we, you know, that's the only restriction time-wise. You know, you've got to use that. The second thing is that you've got to use that image as the background of the base of the composite. And that way it means that the EXIF data will be used for the shot that you upload. So we can see that you shot the base image in January 2009. If you shoot film, as I say, it's not required. We'll just have to use the honor system, and I know that you're good for it. All of the components of the image can come from your archives, or, you know, it can be new as well. If you want to shoot additional, you know, images to use in your composite, that's fine as well. But if that's a little bit too restricting, then you know, we don't mind this time if you use for anything other than the base, if you use your stock or your archives to pluck out a few things that you want to stick together in your composite image. All of the components of the image, everything other than the base, well, including the base, of course, have to be your own work. You can't go and grab images from the internet or, you know, just sort of sneak things in into your composite from anywhere. You're going to have to make sure that you own the copyright. You know, not just own the copyright, they are your own images for everything that you put in there. And again, there's going to be very little, there's no way that we can find out, but, you know, this is, it's no longer for a prize, and it's all about learning and sort of, you know, enjoying the process. So, you know, please don't go grabbing stuff and sticking it in there. It's, you know, the only person that you're teaching at the end of the day is yourself. No animated graphics, please. You know, it's, apart from the fact that the, you know, they're not really fully supported by the website. You know, we really want to keep this to still imagery. And, you know, the composite can be created in any photo editing tool that you choose. You know, this does not mean that you're going to have the latest version of Photoshop or anything like that. You can use anything that you like, and there are even some free tools around. And if you're stuck for some ideas, I'll put a link to the discussion on this in the forum, and there's a few links to other tools in there, you know, out on the internet and that as well there. So, you know, please don't feel as though you're sort of singled out if you don't have a good photo editing tool, because there are some that you can use that will hopefully be good enough to do a composite for the assignment. And as we have just over 2 weeks left in January, now the film itself can be anything you want. The theme, itself can be anything you want. I don't want to really sort of restrict this anymore. Just to have some fun, stick some images together, make a composite, and get inventive. I suggest that you take the time to make your composites look good, though, as good as you can. The reason for this is because, you know, anybody can sort of get a lasso and stick a few things together, but it's really got to look as though it's one image. You know, I mean, you may go for a wacky sort of psychedelic look and have, you know, flowers and daisies and things everywhere. I don't know, anything totally wacky. But I think that, you know, the main thing that I'm thinking, and, you know, I'm not saying this is like a golden rule, but, you know, if you're going to do composites in photography, then they should look like a photograph. You know, it's really important to me, at least, that if you were going to do it, try to make it look as though it's at least a fine art photograph. At least that's a little bit degrading for fine art photographs, but, you know, try to make it look like a photograph. So let's see, a few more notes here. I'm actually not a big fan of composites myself, and I've never done any in my own photography, and I probably never will do it again. But again, you know, in the spirit of change, I'm game for anything as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. So remember that you'll have until the 31st of January 2009 to upload your image to the composite assignment gallery at mbpgalleries.com. I'll turn on the voting from the 1st of February for 2 weeks and then announce the winner in the podcast episode that we release after that. So there's also one other thing that I want to run past you today. And really, this is just, I'm throwing this out here for consideration. We also recently in the forum discussed possibly using Flickr to upload our images instead of the mbpgalleries.com website that we use currently for the assignments. You know, we'd have to use a different voting system, of course, which I'm not really sure about, but I'm assured it's there. But Flickr does support this, and it'll also enable us to limit the number of uploads per month. So the infrastructure is there, and you know, so the only thing really is to decide whether to do that. This was also brought up, you know, in the forum recently. The problems are, you know, there's pros and cons. And the main problem is that not everybody has a Flickr account. And, you know, maybe even more importantly, not everybody wants a Flickr account. In favor of this, though, you know, many listeners do have Flickr accounts. And it could possibly help us to increase participation in the assignment as well. And therefore, you know, well, obviously, if we've got more participation, we'll get more comments on the images. And in turn, the usefulness of the exercise will probably grow. I personally don't mind either way. Both are not difficult for me. And, you know, it won't take much time either way. So there's no need to worry about that. In the usual democratic style, though, of, you know, the MBP community, I really want to decide this together. So I've created a poll in the forum, and I'd like anyone that has an opinion to vote. It's basically just, you know, three options: don't care, Flickr, or mbpgalleries.com. And, you know, I'll put a link to that vote, that poll, in the show notes. You can find the poll in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com as well. We'll go with what the majority wants, so, you know, please do cast your vote if you have an opinion. For now, though, we'll continue to use the mbpgalleries.com assignment albums, and we'll make a decision on that later when we have a few weeks of voting under our belt. So that's it for this week. Lots of things to think about and lots to do. Not a lot of time to do it, so sorry for the rush here. But, you know, hopefully you'll like the changes, and especially once we get into February and start to have full months, albeit a short one in February. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a little bit of change, and we'll see how it goes. So for now, though, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
PhotocastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotocastNetwork.com.